You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Tuesday, the 31st of July. And Big Week really kicks into gear as Goodwood gets underway. First day of the glorious festival. And all the while the Galway Festival continues as well. Day two from over in Ballybrook. So we look forward to that, along with some great supporting cards. Beverly in the afternoon and Jumping, Perth and Worcester in the evening as well. So plenty to look forward to on Racing Radio. Join us all through the afternoon and evening for the day's racing. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, joined by Sean Quinn. Hello, Sean, how are you?
I'm very well, John. Are you okay?
Yes, I am good. Good to have you with us. We'll get your thoughts on the day's racing, and we'll get your sort of two selections, your two best bets for the day's racing. And we'll start off with Goodwood. In fact, both your selections running at Goodwood. So which is the first?
Yeah, we're looking at the 225, which is the Qatar Vintage Stakes, a Group 2 for two-year-olds, run over 7 furlongs. I thought there was an open look to this year's race. We've got no real standout performer. I think it'll be quite an open betting heat. But the horse that has caught my eye, and it is one of Tom Dascombe's, Drogon. He's a horse who ran a nice race on debut at Haydock to finish third behind Certain Lad, but he definitely improved on that on his second start 26 days ago, again at Haydock, when he beat Hot Team by 3.5 lengths. I thought he looked a really, really classy animal in the making. I'm not surprised to see Connections stepping Drogon up in class. And just looking at the prices at the time of recording, he's 8-1 with us at William Hill. He was 10-1, so there's been a little bit of a nibble for him. And if he's anything like that price as they approach race time, I think he makes huge appeal.
I was taking a look at the Vintage Stakes earlier on. I thought one of the massive pluses you got for Drogon is most of these young horses have been running in novice stakes over 6 furlongs, basically. And though you'd always hope that the step up to 7 would bring out improvement in a lot of them, you don't know that for sure. However, Drogon won over the 7 furlongs last time out.
This trip looks absolutely ideal for him, given how comfortable he's appeared at 7 in his first two starts. And I didn't think there was anything to really knock the horse on. Look, it's an open race, as we said. Confiding won really nicely on his debut. Martin Mead's charge steps up by 0.5 furlong. Dark Vision, Mark Johnson's horse, has looked good. But that's one of the ones that, as you say, has had his two starts over 6 furlongs. Yes, on pedigree, he should get this extra furlong, no problem. But he has to prove it. Don Caron, I think, is interesting going up in trip. He ran nicely behind advertising the July Stakes at Newmarket. He is a high-class horse of Alan King's Don Caron. He comes into the reckoning. And Hugo Palmer mentioned that he would like to ultimately get Blonde Warrior to the Breeders' Cup meeting at the end of the year. Well, if Blonde Warrior is going to prove himself up to getting to the Breeders' Cup, he surely has to be going very close in this heat.
That's the Vintage Stakes at 2.25 then on Tuesday. It's live on Racing Radio. In addition to the 4.45, which is the other race we're going to be taking a look at here, Sean.
Yeah, we've got El Astronaut running in this race. He actually won the contest last year, John, so we know he likes this course and distance. Hardly surprising. He's a horse who listeners will know wears his heart on his sleeve. He's a real trailblazer, and therefore Goodwood suits, because he can get away and down the hill, and sometimes rivals might find it hard to collar him back. He just got the better of A Moment of Madness in the race last year. Of course, A Moment of Madness reopposes here, but I just feel that coming into the race, El Astronaut's actually in better form than the Charlie Hills horse. We've booked Jason Watson to take £5 off his back. I think that'll be a huge help. He's a lad who rode a winner for us at Epsom a couple of weeks ago. It's his first ride for us, and we were very impressed with how he rode the horse. He looks excellent value for his £5 claim. His £5 off El Astronaut's back in effect takes him down to a mark of 96, which is £2 lower than when he won at the Dante meeting at York earlier this year. I thought he ran well at York last time out when fourth in a listed race behind Mr. Lupton, but ultimately paid the price for going head-to-head with Alpha Delfini early on and just tired late on. I don't think there's anything as quick as that in this contest, although the likes of Poyle Vinny and A Moment of Madness do like to roll forward. I think we should get the lead. We're drawn nicely in stall 12, which isn't too far from the stands rail, and I'm hoping he'll be tough to peg back.
An astronaut then in that 4:45 at Goodwood. You mentioned there, obviously, you are assistant trainer to your father, John, there. Sean, what about other horses you might have running at Galway or Goodwood this week?
Yeah, if we look at Goodwood for the remainder of the week, we've got a nice improving three-year-old sprinter called Lord Riddiford, who's hoping to run on Thursday in the 5 furlong three-year-old handicap. I'm sure he'll go very nicely. Reputation is in the Stewards' Cup, although he's unlikely to make the cut. I think he'll run in the consolation race. On a going day, he's a very smart sprinter, but he is quite in and out. Hopefully he is on a going day. And Captain Jameson is a horse who holds an entry later in the week in a three-year-old 7 furlong race, although he is well entered up, so at this stage it's undecided where he goes. Going the other side of the Irish Sea to Galway, Project Blue Book is in the Galway Hurdle on Thursday. He ran a good race in it last year for a four-year-old. He finished sixth, and we're happy with him this time around, so hope for a bit of luck there. It'd be nice if he could run a big race. And on Sunday, both Hargam and Safe Voyage hold entries. Hargam is possible for a handicap steeplechase, a 2-mile-2 race, and Safe Voyage is in the valuable race of the day, the Ahenora handicap, which is a €100,000 handicap over 7 furlongs. He's not been seen since winning a valuable race at Haydock in the spring. Only reason being that we haven't had any juice in the ground since then, and he's a horse who needs a little bit of cut. I'd hope he'd get it over in Galway though, and he's a horse who's training nicely at home.
The recent dry weather, is that something that has had an effect on the yard? Would you say your horses are generally do prefer it softer, or has it been, you know, good for some and not so much for others?
That's what it's been, good for some and not so much for others. We've had plenty of horses, John, that haven't been able to get a run just because we wouldn't risk them on firm ground. But some of them like quick ground, and we're having a steady stream of winners. We've had 8 winners in the past fortnight, so things are going nicely. But now that the rains have come, there's maybe another band of horses that are waiting in the wings to run.
And finally, will the listeners be seeing you out at Goodwood or Galway this week?
I'm going to Galway, actually. I'm heading over Thursday for the hurdle, and intending to stay if the horses run on Sunday. And my dad is down in Goodwood, so we've split for the week.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where I suppose that you've got to have someone wet somewhere and someone in the other, because it's so much good stuff going on here in Britain and over in Ireland with the Goodwood and Galway festivals. They continue and every race live on Racing Radio. Please stick with us for that. Join us again tomorrow on the Daily Racing Podcast for more top racing previews. And Sean, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.